and action.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Cut. What? That's not it. No, that's...
Not you, Peter. In action.
Here's Johnny.
And cut. Oh, we'll fix it in post.
Okay, and action.
You should not pass.
And cut.
Action.
If you build it, they will come.
Wow, that sounds dirty. Build what? I cut.
Welcome to the Flush Podcast, where we solve mysteries of life from the bathroom. I'm Peter Bean.
And I'm Eric Claw.
This is part three. We're going to do action and horror.
The best genres, right, Peter?
Yeah. These first two acts are pretty quick. Pulp Fiction.
I'm going to take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
John Travolta.
Vincent Vega.
Vincent Vega, yeah. He's in the bathroom doing his business. And
well, most Bruce of the Willis. Scene is Bruce Willis getting his watch. He went back to his house to get his watch and nobody was there. So he starts making a Pop-Tart, I think. And then I don't know how he didn't hear any of this, you know, like the rapping. He was reading a book. I can't remember. But then he just opens the door. He opens the door and then the Pop-Tart, you know, pops. American audiences weren't used to the whole jumping around, because in the next scene you see John Travolta.
I'm gonna take a shit.
That was very memorable, because you see him die and then you see him alive again in the next scene. So
one of the best lines, quarter pounder with cheese.
Yeah, royale with cheese.
It's in England it's royale with cheese.
I like when he says what do they call a Whopper, and he's like, oh, I didn't go to a Burger King.
Jurassic Park. I think people know which scene we're talking about. In it, the automated cars stop in front of the Tyrannosaurus Rex pen. Tyrannosaurus Rex breaks out. The T-Rex is harassing one of the cars, and the lawyer runs out into the bathroom, which is the building next to the road. Ian Malcolm, right?
Character. Malcolm, yeah.
Malcolm. He's running with the flare and runs into the bathroom, and the T-Rex runs into the building, and the last thing standing is this the attorney sitting on the toilet.
I like the beat, like the dinosaur kind of like tilt his head a little
bit. Like, what the? No. Psycho. The psycho scene in the shower. Film, which I have to unfortunately say I haven't seen, but I've seen a lot of clips. I know it's messed up.
You simple,
it's horrible.
Simple man. Wow, Peter. Wait, didn't we meet in film school?
Yeah, allegedly.
So, how about this one, Peter? Fatal Attraction. It was one of the famous jump scares, the coming back to life, right? Mm-hmm. The scene where you think she's drowned. Michael Douglas, finally, he's safe, and then she wakes up.
So then The Shining. Okay, yeah. So there's three bathroom scenes in The Shining.
Yeah.
One is this red bathroom conversation is a little weird. Then the
with Jibs, what was his name? The guy that is like, oh, I know you kill your family.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspapers. You chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits. And you blew your brains out.
And then the bathroom scene where he thinks there's somebody in the bathtub.
A beautiful woman. But it turns out to be some decaying body lady.
And then lastly, when he takes an axe to him, to the bathroom door.
The famous, here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny.
Apparently she was very traumatized by that scene. The actor.
Very much so. Yeah.
Best bathroom film fight scenes. True Lies.
Very good scene.
And then Mission Impossible Fallout.
Great fight scene. Mm-hmm. That was a great fight scene.
It was. One of the reasons why Batman versus Superman sucked, because he had to grow that mustache for this movie. Demolition Man, the three seashells.
Oh, yes.
Big one.
Now, of course, never in the bathroom.
Not
but
quite
was
in
mentioned.
The bathroom. We just saw this three seashells. And I'll just set it up real quick. If you know you haven't seen it, Sylvester Stallone is in a future world because he was frozen. People don't curse in this future world. And they don't have toilet paper. They use three seashells.
You're out of toilet paper.
Did you say toilet paper?
Oh, they used handfuls of wadded paper back in the 20s.
I'm happy that you're happy, but the place where you're supposed to have the toilet paper, you got this little shelf with three seashells on it.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
Well, he starts cursing and he sees that there's a verbal morality ticket that he got on the wall. And so he keeps cursing and he grabs these papers and he's like, you know, toilet paper.
Thanks a lot, you
for repeated violations of the verbal morality statute.
So much for the seashells. See you in a few minutes.
I took a mild deep dive into what the seashells, how to do the seashells, and the best solution that I saw, which was diagrammed, of course, is you take the two seashells like chopsticks almost, and you pull the poop out of your butt. You use the third seashell to scrape your butt, and you throw the three seashells in the toilet. That's apparently how to do
it. Well, now you know. That's where the future is going. I think Tesla is developing some three seashells.
Next scene, Lethal Weapon 2. Do you know the scene?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know the scene, yeah. The bomb in the toilet.
Gonna die on the toilet, aren't I?
Guys like you don't die on toilets. Anyway, I'm here and I'm not planning on going just now.
Okay.
Danny Glover has a bomb set to his toilet. Mel Gibson's character pulls him off the toilet. And into the bathtub.
One, two,
three!
Ah!
Cut.
Cut. Great.
Cut. Cut. No, I said it.
And
cut.
Wrap. Print.
Wrap it up.
Download it.
Yeah. Whatever. Check the gate. Check the gate.
Check the gate.
Uh-huh.
That is the end of our best bathroom scenes in film. We covered comedy, drama, action, horror, all the things. That was fun.
It was good. We have good choices there.
Yeah, we definitely probably missed some stuff. So I think we'll have to do this again. Do the best bathroom scenes in film.
I am sure that we miss like an obvious one.
Yeah. Anybody listening, message us in any way, comments or whatever on what we should cover next for this.
You're fired.
No, you're fired.
No.
From this film shoot.
You're fired. Get off the set. You and your cat can get the off the set.